Hey, this is Dr. Leung, L-E-1-G, beginning for patient last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, first name is J-A-R-R-O-D. The visit is December 9, 2022. Next to our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first ever. He tells me that it was in November 18, 2021. Comma patient was playing army football, first up. A patient was it a physical training exercise for the army? First up, patient was playing football. First up, a patient was next to the quarterback. First up, and he got elbowed by the quarterback. The quarterback elbow hit his head. First up, on the right side of the head and right side of the mouth and right side of the jaw. First up, a patient immediately lost her consciousness. First up, patient tells me he fell to the ground. First up, patient felt confused and immediately fell to the ground. First up, patient was out of consciousness for a few seconds. First up, when he woke up, the comma patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient had double vision. First up, patient had dizziness. First up, next paragraph. Since the incident, the comma patient significant memory issues. So first up, patient tells me that he has significant migraine headaches. First up, he tells me that his headaches are severe. First up, patient had dizziness and nausea. First up, patient had speech impediment. First up, patient had light and sound sensitivity. First up, patient has balance issues. First up, patient has trouble sleeping. First up, patient sometimes have double vision. First up, next paragraph. Now, patient tells me that he's currently working as active duty in the army. First up, patient, I suppose the patient was a linguist. First up, however, patient is not able to do his job anymore. First up, patient is on a medical hold because of his injury. First up, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is S-O-R-I-A-N-O. First name is Jose. Date of visit is December 8, 2022. Next to a paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First, a patient tells me that in 2010, in Iraq, patient was deployed in Iraq. First, a patient was a patient tells me that he was kneel down. First up, when as he was standing up, he hit the top of the head. First up, he hit the top of the head. First up, a patient tells me that he heard a popping sound. First up, a patient heard the top of his head very traumatically. First up, it was a very loud sound. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient's loss of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, a patient was lying on the ground. First up, a patient had a nausea and vomiting when he wake up. First up, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient had severe headache. First up, patient significant eye pain. First up, next paragraph, a patient also tells me that during his deployment, the comma patient was exposed to machine guns, mortars, and small arm fires. So first up, during the deployment, the comma while working inside. A patient tells me that this happens while the head injury in Iraq in 2010 happened while he was inside of a cab. Inside of a cab. Next, the paragraph. Since the incident, a patient tells me that he has significant headaches. First up, he has frequent headaches. First up, the patient has frequent blurry vision. First up, the headaches are causing him is causing pressure in the back of his left eye. First up, the blur vision also lasting a few seconds up to a minute. First up, happens almost every day basis. First up, patient also has light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First up, patient has also a short-term memory deficit. First up, patient is irritated a lot. First up, the patient also frequent head pain. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently a police officer. First up, patient tells me the headache is getting him distracted. First up, he tells me that the headache is affecting his concentration. First up, he's not able to do his job very well. First up, the patient tells me that he needs to be in a dark room. First up, patient's blurred vision. First up, there are times that he's not able to concentrate at work. First up, it is that first up, it's causing him to have a time off. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2010, coming in Iraq. First up, a patient hit the top of the head very severely. First up, a patient, as he was standing up from a kneel down position, a patient stood up and hit the top of the head. First up, a patient had immediately lost consciousness. First up, he fell to the ground for a few minutes. First up, when he my patient was confused, disoriented. The first time patient was lightheadedness. The first time patient was nausea, vomiting symptoms. The first time patient's eye pain. First time since the incident, the patient has significant headaches on almost on a daily basis, mostly around the left. Blur vision. First of all, that patient differs light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, and short-term memory deficit. First of all, it is my opinion that the frequent headaches, blur vision, memory deficits, light sensitivity, sound sensitivities, and the severe headaches, are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First of all, this marks a denotation.